Welcome to the BBRO October edition of BCast. I'm Francesca Broom, your host and Knowledge Exchange Manager for BBRO. Well, the campaign is well and truly underway, and as I speak, the conditions are good. For those of you lifting later, do keep an eye on the canopy for foliar diseases, particularly Cercospora. And if it's found and harvest interval allows, consider a further fungicide. Remember, a good canopy will provide better frost protection in the future. And it's building the health of the future of the sugar beet industry that we cover this month, as we speak to Sam Williamson of NFU Sugar and growers Eddie Liddell and Henry Stanford to discuss the forthcoming sugar industry programme. The course is always in high demand, and as expected, it is fully booked for this year. But what is it about the SIP that draws such attention, and why does it appeal to the growers? Let's join those involved to find out more.
So we're about to start the 2025 SIP programme, and that's the Sugar Industry Programme. That's open to, I think it's mainly growers, and it's organised by NFU Sugar Board. And I'm really pleased to be joined by a past participant and a future participant, but also by Sam Williamson from NFU Sugar Board, who is the lead of the programme for this year. So welcome, Sam.
Thank you.
Glad to have you along. So can you just tell me a little bit about the SIP programme and how long it's been going?
Yes, of course. So the SIP's been running for a good number of years now. So the first programme kicked off back in 2011. It's jointly funded by ourselves and British Sugar, and it's essentially designed to identify the next generation of leaders in the industry. So that could be growers, and as you've rightly pointed out, the vast majority of the cohort in any given year, the biggest chunk is grower comprised. And then we have five sort of industry professionals in any given year as well, which is normally a majority of British Sugar staff, but often with representation as well from the BBRO. So it's about identifying the next generation of leaders from a grower's perspective that we would hopefully see moving their way onto the NFU Sugar Board in future years. But it's also an opportunity to build understanding and awareness throughout and across the industry. So for the British Sugar staff, it gives them a greater insight of the work that some of the breeders do, that the primers and pelleters do. And I think for the BBRO staff as well, it's a really, really important sort of opportunity for them to mingle with growers and with British Sugar staff. So it's about building those connections as well.
Sam, you mentioned all the partners, and obviously, yeah, we're very grateful for them for their support, but who else is actually involved?
So we're very fortunate to partner with a number of organisations. So we've got the organisations that you'd expect to have there, so like the likes of British Sugar and the likes of the BBRO and yourselves. But, I would like to say a real thank you to Jermaine's and to KWS for the sponsorship that they put forward for the respective visits to each of their sites, which were a really important and an enjoyable part of the programme for the delegates involved.
We've got with us Eddie Liddell. And Eddie, I believe you took part in the programme back in 2024?
Yeah, that's right. I had 23-24 campaign. We had seven different events over 7 months.
I think actually a commitment of 12 days, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. Something like that. We had a couple of overnight trips, a couple of day trips to the Wissington factory, and we even went to Germany to see one of the seed breeders.
So what made you apply for a place?
I heard about the SIP programme whilst at a cereals event on the NFU stand, where I got introduced to Sam, and I wanted to be involved to see the rest of the industry further away than just our farm gate, and see what happens to our sugar beet before we even drill it and once we've harvested it.
Was there any element of the course that actually surprised you about the journey of sugar beet?
Yeah, the amount of work that the seed breeders put into their research, whether that's varieties or how it's pelleted, to try and make it as efficient as it can be.
And I'm also joined by Henry Stanford, who is going to be a part of this year's cohort. So, Henry, what's appealed to you?
Well, I first found out about the SIP probably a few years ago from some NFU advisors, and what appeals to me is the fact that we get to have a real good look inside the beast. You know, we get to lift the lid a little bit on British Sugar and the whole, I don't know if you could if you want to call it a circus, I don't know. But the whole mechanism behind everything from breeding the seed and pelleting it and distributing it and us growing it is a fairly small task compared to processing and packaging and the whole thing. I think it's going to be a real eye-opener for me because I know a fair bit about how to grow the crop. But besides that, I think I'll gain a lot of experience.
So, Henry, what are your thoughts? What are you going to get out of actually attending this SIP program?
I'm hoping that I'll get a deeper look into sugar beet in the industry, and it'll help me make concerted decisions on whether sugar beet are something that I should pursue for the future of my farm. And also, are we growing the beet in the right way? Are we getting the results that we need to get for the factory and for ourselves? And what does the future hold? What's coming down the pipeline from people like yourselves at the BBRO?
I think that's one of the benefits of working not just with all the partners involved, but also talking to other growers and other industry partners that are there. Because, Eddie, did it change your thinking in the way that you grow sugar beet?
I don't think it changed the way we grow it necessarily, but I think it gave me confidence in the industry that there's lots of people who are as enthusiastic as I am about growing the crop, and it just makes it easier putting the crop in the ground in spring, knowing that when there's people around us that look after the industry while we're trying to grow a crop.
We are very lucky in the sugar beet industry that there are, you know, not just the likes of BBR, but there's a very much a collaborative feeling of making sure that the growers looked after and doing our best to support you in achieving your results and, you know, the best yield you can in the year. And that's part of the role of the NFU as well, isn't it, Sam?
Absolutely. And I think, yeah, hopefully Henry will take away what he's looking for from the programme. But I'd echo what Eddie said there, really. I think that generally delegates go and they're pretty assured by what they hear when we go to Whissington. They're pretty assured by what they hear when we come to the BBRO. And they're pretty assured when they come and they visit the Sugar Board and they hear about the work that they're doing. I think there's an awful lot, and this is the point of the programme, right? There's an awful lot that goes on behind the scenes, and we can only ever communicate a subsection of what each entity is doing. And, you know, this is all about bringing all of that to life, as you say, lifting the lid. Henry said it at the very top. And hopefully that can offer that assurance that, you know, we've got the right individuals in the industry to ensure the long term sustainability of it. After all, that's what the SIP's all about, building that next generation. And I've just pulled up, Ches, if I may, I've just pulled up the list of delegates from that first programme back in 2011, and it does read like a little bit of a who's who of, you know, the industry's leaders today. So, you know, Kit Papworth was on there, so the NFU Sugar Chair at present. We've got Andrew Ross and Mark Fletcher, who were previously board members. And then you've got the likes of Andrew Deere and Nick Morris from British Sugar, who obviously, you know, very well-known staff members over there. So the programme works, and it is the pipeline that we want it all to be.
It's great to see that such a good to get a cohort together. And I imagine, Eddie, are you still in contact with many of the people that you were, you know, on the course with?
Yes, yeah, so I quite regularly speak to maybe a handful of the people that we're on the course with, and we still have an active WhatsApp group for all the members that every now and then somebody puts a message in to see what we're all doing, how we're all getting on. It's been great to be able to speak to people from within British Sugar as well, and keep in touch with them.
I imagine that is one of the sort of bonuses of it, really, is it just building that network. So as you develop within your roles on farm, and obviously we hope to be, you know, the leaders within the sugar industry, you already have part of that network there already pulled together.
I do expect that I'll meet a lot of like sort of like-minded people that are quite interested in the same sort of stuff, well, not necessarily sugar beet, but, you know, you just generate connections, don't you? Which I think will be quite good. I also think it'll be, I've been to Whissy a couple of times, but every time you go, there seems to be something going on, something that sort of, you know, that piques your interest, which will be good to go back and see what's happening, maybe what's broken. I like to see that.
So, Sam, what have we got in store for this next year?
So, we've got a little bit of a tried and tested model. So for the past sort of five iterations, it's been fairly consistent. We do seek feedback at the end of every programme, and people come back and say the same things, that they've enjoyed all of the events and they've taken something different from each. I was just going to row in behind, if I can, on some of the comments he's made there, in that I think often people apply to take part in the SIP on the basis of the places that they go in and the things that they think they might pick up there. But frequently people come back and say, actually, the thing I've taken away that's most valuable for me are the connections, or it's the professional skills that they've picked up as well. So we'll go to a variety of places. They'll see the, you know, the length and breadth of the supply chain, but we try to weave in learning opportunities and professional development opportunities within that as well, where we can. So we'll be heading off to Germain's to see the pelleting and processing facilities in October, and we'll kick off the programme there. There'll be a visit to Wissington in November. We'll be coming to visit yourself and the BBRO in December. We're off to Einbeck in Germany to visit KWS and see some of their breeding facilities in January. The next trip will be to Westminster, so that'll include a bit of an introduction to the work that NFU does down in Westminster, lobbying and advocating on behalf of farmers. It'll also feature some sort of sessions from various other entities from within the beet sector, and hopefully something from British Sugar as well. It'll also involve a tour of the Palace of Westminster and a parliamentary reception. We've then got the NFU conference in Birmingham in February, which is, you know, a well-known event in the agricultural sector. It's pretty special that all of our delegates get to go to that. And we'll finally have our closing event in March, which we often coincide with the sort of NFU Sugar AGM. So it's a chance for the delegates all to meet the Sugar Board properly if they haven't done so yet. And we'll be inviting sort of some of the senior leaders from our side and from British Sugar side, and hopefully the BBRO, to hear a little bit from each of the delegates about what they've learned and what they'll be taking away from the programme.
A parliamentary reception, that's going to be quite interesting to see who's going to be there to greet SIP members. You say about the sugar beet industry programme, it's actually a bit more of a partnership, isn't it? Because there's an awful lot of people involved in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I say, I mean, the funding comes from NFU Sugar and British Sugar. And obviously, I'm sort of the lead orchestrator of it. But, you know, it would be remiss of me not to pay tribute to my colleagues over at British Sugar who helped me with all of the organisation. I'm sort of just the key point of contact when we kick all of this off. And then it is about the partnerships that we have across the industry. Unsurprisingly, you know, the fantastic links that we have with the BBRO, and that's always a really valuable session for the delegates. But it's the fact that we're able to lean on these connections that we have sort of elsewhere as well. So being able to access these trips and being able to access the various, as I say, additional sort of training opportunities that we'll weave in there. So, you know, there'll be a day of media training when we kick off next month in King's Lynn at Germain's, where we'll have our communications team from the NFU come in and speak to the delegates about how best to present themselves in interviews. Another sort of key one to highlight is at that closing event, where we'll bring in someone, a specialist with, you know, a background in television and radio to teach them a little bit about presentation training. So how to best put yourself forward, be it in a formal scenario. So it might be an important meeting that you have in relation to your business enterprise, or, you know, informally. So, you know, let's say you're going to a meal and there's connections that you might want to make there.
At the end of the programme, do the participants just show their skills? Do they have to do presentations themselves?
I don't want to scare Henry too much at this stage, but yeah, we do ask all of the delegates to stand and do a short speech about what they've learned, what they're taking away from the programme. And it's really a chance for them to highlight what they've learned, reflect on what they've learned, but also draw on some of those skills that we hope that they've picked up along the way. Obviously, I've highlighted, you know, two formal training opportunities there, but the whole networking that is really a sort of cornerstone of the process, the building connections with people from different backgrounds, you know, the growers, the British Sugar staff, and then the BBRO. You might have scientists from the BBRO. It's people with lots of different backgrounds. People are developing those skills and how to sort of put themselves across and present all the time. And yeah, we do put them on the spot a little bit, but they get a nice meal out of it.
So sorry to put you on the spot, Eddie, but what was in your presentation? Can you remember?
Yeah, so I think I included in my presentation just some of my favourite parts of the programme. One of my sort of little things that I said was about when we went to Wissington Factory. Unfortunately, whilst we were there, it had broken down. So just a dig at British Sugar about the factory breaking down, especially that we'd been in the conference room at the factory with them telling us that about it being so reliable, and just unfortunately for him, I think there was quite a welding fail or something whilst we were there. And then a few other things, a bit of a thank you for people like Sam who've organised such a great programme for us all.
Probably wasn't the best timing for them, was it? And hopefully, Henry, you won't have the same problems when you're there. You'll be able to see it in its glory, because it's quite an impressive setup when it's all flowing through well. So, and I do hear that so far in the harvest, campaign is going very well. How about lifting for both you two? So Henry first, when do you start to lift?
Well, we'll probably do them in two lots. We haven't got that many this year because the price is creeping back. But we'll probably do them in two lots in November, just before it really gets cold, because we have been caught out a few times with frost. So, yeah, get them all gone, I think, and concentrate on the next crop. I don't know, the tops seem to be going off a bit now and it's just slowing up. I think we'll put one last fungicide on and then see what happens. Yeah. But I think they'll do all right. They always do, don't they? So, yeah, I'm hopeful.
What about you, Eddie? Because you normally live some early, don't you?
Yeah, so our own sugar beet crop, we started lifting just this week. We've had the odd load into Whistington Beet Factory, but the majority of ours will go into Newark when it opens on Monday the 29th. We, as contractors, we started lifting a little bit about a fortnight ago for some growers on some heavy warp land that they wanted to get drilled with wheat early.
So what's it looking like?
Well, it's not looking so bad, to say what a dry year we've had. The average yield isn't too far behind what you'd sort of expect for this time of the year. So we're reasonably happy with what we've got. And the lifting conditions are really good now, as this bit of rain just softened land enough to get harvesters in without making it too wet and sticky for cleaning the sugar beet.
And I think that's right across the whole of the growing region. Those that are lifting are saying it's really good conditions and they're getting on well. And as you both said, it's a reasonable crop this year, which is great news for all of us, isn't it? But right, thank you all for your time. Good luck, Henry, for this year. I do understand that what goes on tour stays on tour. So I'll look forward to a private catch-up to find out what happens. But good luck for you, and I hope all goes well, Sam. And thank you and all of the partners involved for organising what is truly a unique experience for sugar beet growers. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks, Jess.
Thank you very much.
If you'd like to know more about SIP, please do speak to Sam Williamson, NFU Sugar. Next month, we'll take a closer look at the harvesting campaign, which I hope continues to go well for you. Please keep safe, and thank you very much for listening.